Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss somebody who's wearing a hat on his head on Shabbos. It's the type of hat that was used to protect the person from the heat from the sun. And he wants to go outside with Sarabim. And the Shulchan Aruch says there's a different chashash, not chashash that's oil, but different issue that we're afraid that the wind is going to blow it off his head and he's going to pick it up. He's end up carrying it down the Amos and Sarabim. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that this type of a hat a person can only wear on his head in Sarabim if it's like fits tightly on his head. Or if his head sticks into it, like our hats, that you push it down and the head sticks into it, to the extent the wind is not going to blow it off your head, at least not a conventional wind. Another option, if it's tied under his neck, like see some of the old hats, cowboy hats, that they're tied around under the neck, then there's no chashash they're going to blow away because it's connected, it's tied on the person's throat, by his neck, and therefore it's not going to blow away. Mishnah Berurah explains that it was discussing those hats they had in their times, but it would be the same with the hats in our times. Still have to be careful with this thing. If there's a chashash that somebody's going to end up carrying it down the Amish drum, it's going to blow away in the wind, then you can only wear it outside. If it's as such, there's no chashash that's going to get blown away because it's tightly enough in your head, it will not get blown away. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah discusses the question of wearing a hat with a yarmulke underneath. Nowadays, most people, they go outside wearing a hat on Shabbos with a yarmulke underneath. There was a different school of thought back in the day that many people, when they wore a hat outside on Shabbos, they did not wear the yarmulke. And the reason is, if you wear the yarmulke underneath and the hat on top, the hat will blow away. They end up walking and picking up and carrying it down the Amish. They're wearing a yarmulke anyway. They end up carrying it. So therefore, there are people who do not wear the yarmulke under the hat on Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says this chashash is when you're dealing in the real Rishrabim. Sounds like real Rishrabim deraiso, which is questionable which streets this applies to nowadays. But the Mishmur brings in the Taz, even going out of the Erev, once you're a machmir, not to wear this type of hat that might blow away in the wind. Most hats nowadays, the assumption is they're not going to blow away in the wind, and that's why we wear our hats outside in Rishrabim on Shabbos on top of the yarmulke. Sif Mem Beis, if someone finds tefillin on Shabbos laying out in the field in a way that's a bazillion, where they're not protected properly. So Shulchan Aruch discussed different cases. First of all, he says if it be a sakana, the person to put on the tefillin and wear them to a safe place, the guy made a gzeira against wearing tefillin, so then he should just cover them, they should properly protect them and go away. After Shabbos, come back, you put them in a bag or protect them somehow in a way that you can take them home without wearing them. But in the standard case, there's no sakana, so if it has ritzuas, it has straps, you can tell it's tefillin, it's not just a kamiya, a charm, and they're tied in the way that you can wear them properly, derech mablish, the way a person wears tefillin, you should wear them one pair at a time, mashiyat and shirosh, to a safe place, and then go back and put the next pair on, etc., etc., until they're all brought to a safe place. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays that we don't have people make kamiyas who make charms similar to tefillin, so even if there's no ritzuas attached, we know that's tefillin. Now, if it's as such that you can't wear it because it's not kashuras properly in the way you can wear it, you won't be able to wear it. Police will be responsible to take care of them, even without ritzuas nowadays. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses if there's too many pairs of tefillin, there's not enough time to go back and forth, wearing all these pairs. So he says just stay there and make sure they stay protected. No one should do anything inappropriate to them until the end of Shabbos. If you can't stay there, he's afraid of robbers, but he can't wear them either. It's too many of them for him to wear. It's a lot of pairs of tefillin. He should either carry them less than 4 amos at a time, less than 4 amos at a time, less than 4 amos at a time, until he gets them into a safe place. Another option, he can give it to his friend, and his friend to his friend, until he gets to a safe place that they can put them down. Mishnah Berurah discusses, what about a lady who finds tefillin on Shabbos? A man, it's a mamalbush for him to wear tefillin, you know, Shabbos, lavas, on tefillin, but here he's wearing it the normal way to wear it, so it's not considered carrying, it's considered tachshit for him. There's no risk about toysif, he's not machab l'shemitzvah, just to get the tefillin to a safe place. But what about a lady who finds tefillin? Is it derech mamalbush? A lady never wears tefillin, so the Magen Avraham says that she's not allowed to wear them, because since ladies never wear tefillin, it's considered like carrying for her. Other Chaim argue, they say since Medina Gemara, a lady technically could wear tefillin, they shouldn't, so therefore in this case, the lady could wear the tefillin until the safe place. And Mishnah Berurah says, the Shah Malach says, that he found a Mechalikas can arrive in the Rashi about this, right? The Shem already have this Mechalikas. The Magen Avraham also discusses a lady wearing a talis with tzitzis on it, that the only reason tzitzis are there is for the mitzvah. The ladies don't wear talisim or a dal kamplis with tzitzis on them. So Magen Avraham goes to Shtasi, says, the chayiv chatas, it's considered carrying, because she doesn't wear it for the mitzvah. It's not the derech for ladies, it's considered carrying for her. Other chayim argue, because technically a lady could wear it. Shalom Aleichem discusses this as well. Now, Shulchan Aruch, if Mem Gimel discusses someone finds a sefer Torah out in the field, if it's not a shasakana, then he should sit there and watch till the end of Shabbos. Let's say it's raining and there's not a proper way how to cover it. So it says he should wrap himself up in the ur, in the leather of the sefer Torah, and put clothing on top of it, wear it into a safe place, although this sounds like a bazillion for the Sefer Torah, under the circumstances, like the Mishnah Berurah, Zo Kvoida, this is the covet of the Sefer Torah, that should not get ruined by the rain. Obviously, as a way to cover it, that will stay safe, so just cover it and stay there to the Shabbos, or if need be, he can even leave. Talking about somebody who has no other Eitzah to protect the Sefer Torah, then he should be Mis'atav in it, like the Shulchan Aruch says.